Owl and the Pussycat went to sea in a beautiful pea-green boat. They took some money and plenty of honey, wrapped up in a £5 note. Marvellous. So far in the series, the yellow team are 3-1 up on the orange team. With just one programme to go, the pressure's really on for the oranges if they're to stay in the running. So our regulars for the yellow team. Captain Major Dick Strawbridge. And his foot soldiers, Callie Munro and Dave Price. And this week, the yellow team's special guest is Lawrence Newing.
Hi, I'm Lawrence, a marine engineer, and I used to be a stripper.
And our regulars for the orange team, Captain Anne Saunders, and her crewmates, Bowser Munson, and Shen Chu. And the special guest for the oranges this week is Richard Yem.
I'm Richard, I'm a design engineer, and in my spare time I write songs.
Ah, ahoy dear hearts. Time to steel yourselves for today's titanic task. Your mission is to design, build, and then race a powerboat. Now, only one of you can steer it. You have to go and save your teammates who are floating on a pontoon in the middle of a fetid swamp. Now, I've seen this water. Believe me, you do not want to get wet. Now, you have, in the great scrap heap tradition, until the sun falls out of the sky, which is approximately 10 hours from now. So, run along! A life on the ocean wave, la 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 la, la 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 la, da dee da dee da dee.
Obviously, we can make something that floats. What we need to do is get the drive sorted out.
Yeah.
An engine, any particular type of engine?
Car engine, bike engine.
And anything that works as a motor.
Okay. So we need some propellers as well, don't we?
Yeah, that's really important, okay? And you want to be looking for something around about 6 to 10 inches diameter.
Oh, yeah.
And any fans and so on.
What about a fan? What about a fan off of a car?
Yeah, okay, just get anything that looks like it could be used as a propeller. Just bring it back.
To make their boats, the first thing the teams need is something that'll float, the hull. Next, they need a motor. In most powerboats, these are outside the boat. That's why they're called outboard motors. But they'd be lucky to find one of those on a scrap heap. So the teams are more likely to put a motor inside the boat, salvaged from something like a car or a motorbike, which they'll then need to work out how to attach to a propeller for the boat to go. Tricky, since this means poking a shaft through the otherwise watertight hull. Finally, they'll need a rudder to steer. The boat's got to carry 2 people in the relay, so it's important they make it pretty solid.
Meanwhile, for the main construction, what are we going to use?
Plywood, steel, sheet, flat, anything.
We doesn't want to be too heavy, because all 4 of us are actually not light. We didn't get the small team.
That's you, sweet darling.
Let's crack on. Yeah. Let's get all the kit together.
As usual, the teams are allowed to use anything they can find on the scrap heap. The search this week is particularly urgent, as without certain key ingredients, especially propellers, the teams could be sunk. Callie's laid her hands on a Robin Reliant engine for the yellow team. Could be some powerboat.
Dick, we've kind of cracked an engine and a lump of plywood. Do you want us to bring it back now, or shall we stay out for a while?
Yeah, keep looking. The more you get, the merrier.
Oh, here we go.
As ever, the teams stay in radio contact with their captains back at base.
OK, you there?
Oh, it's time for the car.
No, this
now.
As well.
Ooh. OK, yeah, so it's right at the back.
Shen's found a much smaller engine for the orange team, rescued from a Honda 125 motorbike.
Have you got anything?
I've got a propeller.
Right, brilliant, bring it with you.
So the orange team don't have as powerful an engine as the yellow team, but at least they have something that will make their boat move.
What about the shape?
Well,
hit me with the shape. Streamlined, right. Obviously. Go for it.
Something simple.
Yeah. What way am I looking at this? That's from the front?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a box. That's a skip.
It works.
If we put it,
it works, and it's fast. The only thing it won't do is go around corners.
Right.
A boat will float as long as the weight of water it displaces is greater than its own weight. It's Archimedes' principle. Once they have something that'll float, they then need to concentrate on what's going to go fastest. Now, power boats can move forward in one of 2 ways. A flat-bottomed hull rides over the surface of the water like a skimming stone. But it will only skim, or plane as it's called, once it gets to a certain speed. The principle's like a water skier. They start off sitting in the water with most of the skis submerged. As speed picks up, their skis flatten out until they're riding on the surface of the water. The other main hull option is a long, thin boat which simply cuts through the water like a knife through butter.
We can either build a monohull square box with a rocker line like this, just with a bent sheet of plywood, so basically something flat and boxy.
Right.
But that's, we've got to have enough power to get that planing.
Right.
The other alternative is, if we're staying with one hull, is to go very long and thin. So again, we make a box.
But without riggers or something, maybe.
Yeah, which could be just those oil drums.
Right, yeah.
But, and if we set them at an angle, if we set them like this, they'd be absolutely ideal because the front wouldn't dig in.
Yeah.
But they just give you quite a lot of dynamic lift.
Right.
That one. Oh, another fella. Good one.
The other thing we can do is we can make a quite simple box catamaran if it's about 10 feet long or so, and we just need something which is about 30 centimetres wide and 15 centimetres deep on each hull. So it's,
right.
So as a guess, or do we go for...
Well, Richard's positively brimming over with ideas. However, on the other side of the wall, lots of things coming in, but Dick's not happy. Still no propellers, still no plan.
Right, Callie, propeller. We need a propeller. That's very important at this stage. All right, let's have it.
Hi, Anne.
Oh, well,
how's it going? All right. You've got more engines than you can poke a stick at, yeah?
We've got quite a few engines and quite a few propellers.
What's the plan so far?
Right, we've got a few plans. The main one at the moment is we're looking at, like, the catamaran type thing, because you need less power to, like, push it along.
Right.
And we've got loads of plywood.
Right, yeah.
So we might try and make up, like, a box section to catamaran.
Right, I see.
Because if we do a single hull, I think we're going to have to do outriggers anyway.
Right.
So we might
as well have to go for the two. Right?
And that way we can just plonk the engine in the middle and we don't have to worry about putting a hole.
Putting a hole through a thing. Very worrying, that hole through the floaty thing.
That's it, yes.
Yeah.
But at the moment we're trying to work out what to use.
Yes, yeah.
You see, we've got sort of...
And you've got an enormous amount of propellers as well.
They're all quite similar, but they're all, like, all about the same size. Yeah. So this is 12 by 12, 12 by 12.
Oh,
12
I see.
And a half by 13, 13 by 14.
14.
So,
wow, nice.
We have many propellers.
Propellers are probably their most crucial ingredient. They work in water like a screw in wood. In fact, they're also known as screws. They both pull themselves in by pushing wood shavings or water out behind. That's the basics. However, propellers are sophisticated pieces of kit, each one specific to a particular boat, so there are several variables to consider. The first is to make sure the propeller is revolving the right way, or else, humiliatingly, you'll go nowhere, or even backwards. Another crucial thing is what's called the pitch of the propeller, which refers to the angle of its blades. If the blades are pitched too flat, then they get no purchase in the water and just cut through rather than displace it. But if they're pitched too steeply, they just churn the water into a froth like a food mixer. In either scenario, you go nowhere. So there are lots of ways of getting it wrong, but only one way of getting it right. All that, of course, is if you have a propeller.
Propeller? Where have you looked? I've seen them walking out with three or four propellers. I don't know where they...
Really?
Yeah, got loads.
We can always weld one together, can't we? Just get some sheet metal and...
It's not going to be as efficient as one that we find, though. It's cast wood.
With no propeller, Dick can't make up his mind what to do. It's not that he's short of ideas, it's just that Lawrence, who makes boats for a living, isn't too impressed by his unorthodox schemes.
If we don't find a propeller, can we make a propeller? Sounds difficult, doesn't it?
Yeah,
okay. So it's either a propeller...
I think if we don't find a propeller, we think about it. If not, we hope.
Right. Okay, if we don't get a propeller, now, if we get a motorbike wheel that's got a cog that we can drive from a motorbike engine, can we turn it into something like a paddle boat?
Yeah.
Like that? Yeah?
But it's not going to go very fast.
It's not going to go very fast. What about the sheer speed of it? What happens if we turn these into buckets now?
No.
No, just not going to get an affordable...
Let's see if we get a propeller first.
Okay.
Take a hint, Dick. Lawrence ain't making no paddle boat.
Are we going to try and curve these? Are we going to go for this idea?
With propellers coming out of their ears, the orange team are getting down to divvying up the day's building tasks.
If me and someone else, whatever, we start building the pontoons, and you start doing all the engine and metalwork, So yeah. if you want to help them do some metal, I'll start cutting out.
Let's just go and grab them ladders before they steal them.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, and me and Mitch will decide how big the pontoon is.
Yeah, okay. Good.
Bowser's got his eye on a couple of ladders to make the bridge between the pontoons of their catamaran.
Have ladders, will travel.
Hey.
I think this is the best way to do it.
Well, the orange team are getting down to it, but the yellow team don't seem to have done anything yet. I think I'll go and chivvy them a bit.
Just take out and see if we've got a spark. You can put your finger in there.
What's the plan then at the moment?
The plan is fluid. You wouldn't like us to commit ourselves too early, Bob, would you? Yeah. But what we're doing is we're talking about a flat.
Would you like, do you want to come on this way? It looks very interesting.
I have great advice from Lawrence that coffins float and all sorts of things. So we're not talking about the most streamlined vehicle in the world. The drive's obviously going to be out the back somewhere, with our propeller on it. The engine's sitting in here.
Right.
We've got to make sure that it's big enough and stable enough.
Right. And you're not going to make a paddle boat?
No. It's had to be explored because we haven't actually got a propeller.
Oh, I see.
But if we don't get a propeller, then what we're going to do is we're going to make one. I have great faith in Lawrence. He'll make one. Simple as that.
He would turn it with his own bare hands, I think.
We still can't find a propeller,
man. Swing around, yeah. We really got to find a propeller.
You got your own portable sunshade, have you?
It's my sun hat, sweetie darling. I don't want to get burned, you know what I mean? Watching my skin, you know?
Aha. Dick, I found a propeller.
Come back to base and collect your big soppy kiss, mate.
I mean, don't all find me at once.
Are you coming for a big soppy kiss?
Well, yes, frankly, yes.
Hold on, before
is that all right?
Does that do what we want?
It's better than nothing.
Kiss him. Well, it's just so funny.
Now, what would be better than that, then?
So, a propeller, a kiss, now for the plan.
All right, so looking at it in plan, 8 foot by 4 foot. It's going to be a box, all right? It's not going to be a sexy machine. It's going to be a box.
It'll be sexy by the time we've decorated.
Yeah, obviously. But having sort of put the engine in, we're talking about having the drive shaft and the propeller actually being inboard, all right? So the propeller's in the water, but not as far back as the back of the boat.
But underneath.
Because that allows us then to make some form of a mechanism for the rudder, which we're going to put onto it. Well, any problems? Okay. Anything that you see that we're missing? Any tiny... Yeah. I just wish I was that big.
I'm we're missing hair, generally.
Yeah. What? Who wants to be her?
Well, now everyone's just chipper. I thought I'd leave him to it and have a chat with Tim Bartlett. He's been in the Navy, he's skippered yachts, he's even rowed for England.
Ah, Tim, the man who knows.
All in all, he's notched up more than 10,000 miles at sea, so if you need someone to tell you port from your starboard, he's your man.
From what they told me, the Orange team are going for a catamaran approach. Is that a wise move, do you think?
Well, I think so. I mean, basically, you can do two things with a boat if you want it to go fast. You either make it short and wide and hope that it'll skim across the water like a skimmed pebble, or you go for one which is going to make as little disturbance to the water as possible, which means that you've got to have it long and thin.
Right.
And they're going for that. Now, personally, I think that's a safer option because that will work regardless of how much power you get into the water.
Yeah.
The wide flat one will only work if you get the power into the water, which means you've got to have the propeller match for the engine, the gearbox and the shaft.
Right. It isn't a question of any prop works with any engine. You've got to balance the prop to the engine.
That's where the real science of boat propulsion comes in. Right.
Now, another thing that worries me about both my teams, because I love both my teams, is will they float? These boats they're going to make. I mean, if they're making boats out of bits of old wood, I'm just worried there's going to be a lot of leakage.
If you fill a boat up with water, eventually it'll sink. The question is, if you can make it sink slowly rather than quickly...
You might
quickly.
Get home in time.
Yeah.
At this stage of the game, then, Tim, who's your money on? The orange and the yellows?
Definitely the orange.
Well, good news for orange, then. At 3-1 down in the series, they need this one.
6 hours remaining.
Dave?
Yeah?
It's like a jet ski here. Bye.
Yeah, is there any drive on it? Is there a propeller or anything?
Little tiny one.
Hey, well, grab it.
Well, you never know. Might come in useful for something.
Bye-bye, just a walk in the park, as always.
Can you see, you brought this along for the hook for the oars?
Yeah.
Have you discovered you have actually got an absolutely brilliant set of propeller and drive system at the bottom of it? Did you know that?
I had no idea.
You did? Of course you knew that. Of course you knew that.
Yes, I knew.
Yes, well spotted, Callie.
I knew. Sorry, sweet darling.
No.
I think, is it fair to say that of the choice, this looks like being what we want for the drive, isn't it?
Yeah. I think
the drive's good, but can they adapt their boat design to fit? Lawrence has been building boats since he was a nipper. His dad even owns a boatyard. It's in his blood. So, Lawrence, what about this jet ski?
Is that all right?
Yeah, maybe.
I want a yes or no, maybe. The yeah, maybe. It's. What do you reckon? Is it worth exploring that?
We're going to have to use some of that moulding, aren't we?
Are we?
The jet ski unit Callie's found could be attached to their car engine to give an alternative form of propulsion. A jet ski drive works on the same idea as a propeller, but here the propeller's tiny and revolves very fast inside a pipe. Water's sucked in, accelerated by the pump, and thrust out at great speed. Unlike with their propeller, and they only have the one, of course, the jet ski pump will work effectively with most engines and also has a self-contained steering system, so it could be quite a find for the yellow team. But they do have to use it correctly. They'll need to remove the pump from the rest of the jet ski, then attach the whole unit so it lies flat under the boat, underwater. This gives them the age-old problem of having to make a hole in the bottom of their hull in order to attach the jet ski unit outside the boat to the car engine inside. It's a tricky piece of engineering, not to mention sealing, and with all the dithering, half the day's gone already.
How many times have you seen people sort of... Oh,
try to...
What is it?
Some kind of fuel.
Oh, it doesn't matter, we're not interested in that.
We've got to put this flat.
Yeah? That's got to be flat.
Yeah, because it's the easy way to mount it, isn't it? It's easy to bolt this straight to the floor of the boat.
Right, but you're talking about cutting a bit out of the boat.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be nice if we could grind that flat so we get a better seal.
Can we actually have a look? Can we set it on top of that and draw around it where the size of the hole you're talking about?
5 hours remaining.
All we need is 1 inch.
5 hours to go and da-da! The yellow team's powerboat.
Yeah.
So what happens is water gets sucked in through here, so this needs to be underwater.
This is going to be up the other way.
This is upside down. Right. Yeah. Water gets sucked in here through the turbine that you can see.
Right.
And then
this is like a propeller in a little housing.
Yeah, it's like a propeller in a housing.
So will this be mounted right underneath your...
This will be mounted, see that the slot we've got cut on the other end of the board there? But then this sits down through that.
Right. So what your problem you've got there is to seal
around the edge, yeah.
Right, because that's got to be underwater and that's got to be in your boat.
Yeah, so the board will sit about here.
I see.
Well, the yellows are happy as pie. But on the orange side of the wall, all the woodworking's taking its toll.
We're nailed knackered.
I know.
Your back goes and your arm just gets tired and you just go, I'm really knackered.
That's it, Mitch. You do the work. We'll stand and watch it.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm going to sleep well tonight.
Richard spent a long time designing to make sure all the pieces of their catamaran hulls would slot together perfectly. But I think something went wrong with the maths.
That's not a half piece.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. It's shorter than the other one.
There's a half piece on the left of mine there.
I thought we measured these two. This isn't quite wide enough. Oh, flippin' heck. Why isn't this as wide as the rest of them? Have we got a wider piece?
We've got more plywood. I mean, like...
Hey, Tim, how's it going then, do you think? We're getting quite exciting now.
Well, yes, it is.
Sort of boat-shaped things are beginning to appear, aren't they?
The yellow team have decided to go for the drive from a jet ski, and that, I think, is going to be pretty well matched to their engine.
Right.
So they've already got a well-matched drive system and a big engine.
Together, but it looks like the engine is going to be very near the front because of the length of their drive shaft and the actual bulk of the jet ski part. Now, does that make it that much harder for the front to lift?
That's actually a good thing, because as the boat starts to produce waves, the front of it comes up.
Right.
And that means that it's climbing up over its own wave all the time.
Right.
If you can keep the bow down, the front of the boat down, so that it's more or less horizontal, then at least it's pushing itself forwards all the time instead of pushing itself upwards.
Can you judge roughly what kind of speeds their craft will achieve?
Orange team, I would say, will be a brisk jog trot sort of speed.
Right.
or a slow run. They've gone for a smaller engine than I thought they were intending to use. Yeah. So they've got less power, they can't afford to waste so much. They've got to have an efficient drive system. Yeah. The yellow team will be either walking speed or quite a fast run.
Right, so that really depends if that thing can lift out
if
of the
water. If it can lift out of the water, then it'll go.
Right. And then they'll stop pretty easily if you just turn the power off.
The power will come off and they'll sink back down into the water again.
Yeah.
Not sink literally.
No.
Let's hope not.
So according to Tim, it's essential for the orange team to get a good match of propeller and engine if they're to stand a chance in the race.
And, you know, these being at 12, they're a little bit big. This one's down 11 and a half.
It's for just this sort of thing that Richard spent all those long years at college.
What I'll do is I'll work out what the RPM of this is. And then we can choose a prop which is good for that kind of RPM. It's probably going to be one of the bigger ones, actually. And then we can always change up and down gears.
But the advantage is we've got some kind of choice.
Yeah.
Richard's plan is rather cunning. Propellers are designed to work best at a particular speed. Too fast and they just churn the water into a froth. Too slow and you don't go anywhere. Most work best between 1 and 2,000 RPM. The average engine output is between about 800 and 7,000 RPM, depending on what gear you're in. To achieve optimum propeller efficiency, Richard's working out how to use the gears of their motorbike engine to increase or decrease the speed of rotation of the propeller. As machines made from scrap can be a bit unpredictable, he's also trying to build in a bit of leeway in case things don't go precisely as planned. Or maybe it's all an elaborate scheme to skive off the woodwork.
What are you doing?
He's getting a bit technical, isn't he?
He's got numbers up on the board.
I don't think Richard's quite got the idea of this. He's like, throw it together, see if it works. Calculations are all a bit technical.
I know a website where you can feed in the power of your engine and the type of prop you've got, and it gives you all sorts of information. Yeah, no.
3 hours remaining.
The yellow team still have some way to go before they have anything seaworthy. But at least they're finally fixing their jet ski drive onto their plywood. I mean, their boat. Despite being in Lawrence's safe hands, Dick's still worried about leakage.
Can I just confirm whether or not this gap means it's going to float?
We can sort the gap. Don't worry about the gap.
As long as you're convinced.
I don't think Dick is.
I think I would be happier if this didn't look like it was held on wood.
You're very anti-wood.
What?
Why are you so anti-wood? Hey?
Is it through?
Yeah.
Enough?
Hey? Now we can crack the leak. I hope.
Well, I'm sure Dick will sleep soundly in his bed tonight now. Over the wall, the orange team have come up with an awfully clever method of steering.
Front of the bike, we'll cut this off so it's long enough to stick behind the propeller.
Right.
And then this becomes the rudder shaft, and then what we'll do is we'll just bolt a board between the two.
Right. And that's all you need is a board. A bit of board will be a rudder.
No sooner said than done. Richard's the brain, Bowser's the brawn.
One rudder, edgy chamfered.
Cool. So do you want to weld that on the back of the thing we do, Bruno?
Yeah, how far down do you want it to go?
It goes right, this bit goes right at the top, like that.
Right, consider it done.
Okay.
I noticed they've got their, what looks like a rudder. has appeared over there, which is pretty impressive.
It works superbly. I do like the idea of using a bit of bicycle front forks to do the job, because it solved most of the engineering problems for them at a stroke.
Absolutely. So, effectively, they can just put a tiller arm onto that.
Exactly.
Onto that bike.
Yes.
They've got an effective rudder.
Yeah.
All finished.
Nice.
That isn't going to come off, is it? We don't need to put a brace on there, do we? That's never going to come off.
I don't think that's going to come off.
No. Good.
Excellent.
Cool.
I like that.
The orange team have got an air-cooled motorbike engine.
Yeah.
Is that right? But the yellow team have a water-cooled car engine. Now, is that going to be a problem?
It could be a problem for them, because I noticed that the yellow team's engine doesn't appear to have a fan to pull air through the radiator. Now, normally in a car, not only does it have a fan pulling air through the radiator when it's stationary, but as soon as it's moving, air flowing through it, just caused by the car's own movement, helps. A boat's going to be moving much more slowly, and without the fan pulling air through, the radiator just may not be effective enough.
Yeah. And do they have fans in boats? Or?
No, they don't. A boat has the great luxury of being surrounded by masses of lovely cold water. So all it has to do is to suck water in from outside, circulate it through the engine, and then squirt it back overboard again.
But I mean, so when you see a normal boat going along and there's water squirting outside, that's not... Because I always thought that was bilge water. I always thought that all boats were naturally sinking a bit. But that is actually water that's called the engine.
It's engine cooling water.
Right. Now there's a mystery cleared up at last. Now, if you had to helm one of these vessels, one of these craft that they're knocking together, which one do you think you'd go for if you had to choose?
It's really, now at this stage, I think, too close to call.
You've always liked the catamaran. I know you've been very keen on that.
I have liked the catamaran. I still like the catamaran. I think it's just marginally still in front.
Is it?
But it's very, very close.
You heard it from Captain Birdseye.
1 hour remaining.
Just an hour left and the yellow team actually have a rather nice boaty-looking thing. It looks as if it could almost float, but the orange team, well, they just have two giant matchsticks and a pile of bits.
I can see the confidence oozing from everybody's face. How's it going then? Is that right?
Yeah.
Are they nearly in a lump that looks like a boat yet, do you think?
We've got bits at the moment. We've just got our sort of thrown together. And then the engine, once Bowser's welded it onto the foam, is going to bolt on as well.
Richard, have you checked that your propeller thing, does it go the right way?
Yeah.
It does, right?
We have.
Check that.
That was
really, really sure of that.
Yeah, I know.
Because it would be embarrassing
yeah.
to go backwards quite slowly. Are you checking it again just to be really sure?
It's too late now. I've welded to it.
It's all welded on.
Exactly.
It's welded on now. We're going backwards whether we like it or not. How's the other team going then?
Oh, they're muddling through in a chaotic, very half-hearted fashion.
You're just saying that to reassure me, aren't you?
I don't want to make you paranoid about their incredible ship they built next door.
They're labelling it the Titanic, aren't they?
Well, they have one thing in common with the Titanic.
Right. Oh, wait, we've got water peeing out of here.
Water the wrong side of the boat. While testing their cooling system, things went a little awry, and now, with less than an hour to go, Dick's trying to figure out how to hurriedly seal a leaky radiator. And luckily, Lawrence is around to throw in his pearls of wisdom.
You've got water in it now.
What? It's a boat, Lawrence. It's a boat.
There'll be a lot more tomorrow.
We can put it on drums.
Time for the orange team to see if they can take all their bits and turn them into a boat.
It might be beneficial to do this on the table.
We've got an hour to go, people.
Let's get keen.
The yellow team are still working on the ambitious assumption that this boat's going places.
Fine. There. There.
What does that do, Cully?
It's our steering thing.
The steering thing is, does go left or right.
Yeah.
Will it go left and then turn left?
That's of course, darling.
Oh, yeah, it does. Isn't that clever?
Steering a boat can be a bit confusing, because to go left, you pull the tiller to the right, and to go right, you push the tiller to the left. Oh, dear. The yellow team are using the jet ski's own steering, which works in much the same way, but Callie's built a linkage which she'll attach to the handlebars from a chopper bike, which means that when she pulls it down to the left, she'll go left, and when she pulls it to the right, she goes right. Plain sailing.
This is just going to stick on in here, yeah?
And that's mounted that end, is it, somewhere?
Yeah, it's going to be mounted down here, and then you just go... You just
pull it.
Go like that, and it falls down.
And it falls down. It's good. It feels good.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, that's tragic.
I thought I'd join Lawrence, who seems to be stuck on the ceiling.
So what are you doing under here, then, at the moment? Is this just to get that bit joined on? Oh, you've got to get your silicone up there. There's your silicone. Look at that. That is quite groovy. Oh, yuck. It's probably a very dangerous place to lie. I think I might get out the way.
Beautiful, mate. Absolutely beautiful.
It is, isn't it?
I'd sail in it. She's fortunate. We're going to have to.
The top boating brains of the Orange team have been working out how best to make their boat waterproof. Their conclusion? Sticky tape. It's all coming together.
OK, if Shen's doing that, shall I stop me?
Stop me.
OK.
I'll just fish off. Where are you going to take it to from there, mate?
Well, that's the thing.
3 minutes remaining.
How long is it going to take you to get the engine finished?
A few minutes, 5, 10
right.
At the most.
Kelly, how far are we off finishing the steering?
Like 10 minutes.
Right,
we've got two boats.
We have
two boats.
Yeah,
leave it.
The yellow team's boat is a very nicely put together piece of kit.
Looks very solid, doesn't it? Yeah,
it does look solid.
That's one of the things that is going to make this very, very difficult to tell which one's actually going to win.
Yeah,
because for solid read weight. And will that big engine that they've got there have the guts to push it up and get it skimming across the water?
Yeah.
Or is it going to be pushing a lump of water in front of it and leaving a hole behind?
Yeah.
The Orange team's boat is quite a sophisticated design, but it's not as beautifully put together as the yellow team's.
Right. You've got to come off the fence, Tim. You've got to put your money down there. Who's going to get there?
No. I think the thing with this one is that it may well be quite a big gap between the two boats because they are so different.
Yeah.
And there'll be quite a big gap between them, but which way that gap will be, I can't tell you. Could change places halfway through.
Yeah.
That's one of the exciting bits, is that this one will probably go at a fairly steady speed.
Yeah.
This one may start off going very quickly, and then when they put a second person in it, it may be too heavy to take off, and it'll slow right down again.
I mean, I'm going to be intrigued to see how low it sits in the water. I've got a horrible feeling. Once Lawrence is at the back.
With time running out, tempers are getting a little frayed on the yellow team. Callie's busy adapting a metal bar to seal the front join of the boat.
We're sealed underneath.
Unaware that the boys are using gaffer tape to do the same job.
I wish you'd tell me you're just going to do that, because then I wouldn't have done this.
Sorry, Kat. We put it over the top, so I didn't know you were doing that. We just came up to this end to work.
All right.
Sorry, Callie.
Honestly, if you told her.
Oh, man.
I might go and put my oar in.
Whoa, Dick, look at this. You've got a ship, mate. You've got a ship on your hands. But look, I'm worried. There's one sound I haven't heard.
What? Well, you know, it'll go.
It'll go, yeah.
It'll go, definitely.
Shall we clear the decks? Hold on.
10 minutes remaining.
Yeah.
The Orange team seem to be in better humour.
And all we've got to do is start it. Is that correct? Oh, we've got to do. Hey, is that... What's that? Is that our throttle?
Right. That is your clutch.
Okay.
That is your throttle.
Okay, yeah.
All right. And that is your gear change.
It's incredible. It's just turned into a boat. It's really wonderful.
Yes.
Very beautiful, very sleek.
That's it.
I love the tank up there on its stilts.
It's a bit of a tripod effect, isn't it?
Good, yeah. And that, and is that your seating area then?
Yeah.
I've been worried about where you're going to sit.
The ladder is the seating area.
It's lovely. Very comfy.
All my guns.
Yeah. And then you steer, you've got your tiller. At the
we
back
have
there.
Tiller, yeah.
And where's your throttle control then? Will that be a bit of a
I
special
think it's a
string
bit of wire.
A bit of wire stuff.
Yeah.
Excellent, I love that.
Yes, brim, brim. I think just, we're going to call it Binky.
Binky, yes. Very nice. Binky. Very good. Why Binky?
There's a long story. Now, the last time I built a boat, yeah. See, it was called Binky, you see.
Right.
Because me and my mate entered a raft race, and she dressed up as Def, and I was her helper, yeah?
Yeah.
And if you ever know, you see, Def's horse is called Binky.
Whose horse is called Binky?
Def, you see. So she was Def, so obviously the raft would be called Binky.
Naturally.
So I feel I really ought to
you
call this...
Binky 2, it could be Binky 2.
Binky 2, yes. Two. That's it.
Marvellous.
5 minutes remaining.
Oh. Yes,
I'll let
let's
you
get
on.
On.
I'll let you get on. She's built a boat called Binky. Binky 2. It's been a very hot day. A bit long in the sun, I think.
Right, anything else to do?
Yeah, I need an 8mm spanner.
An 8mm spanner, okay.
And I need the...
Where is the drawers?
And I need the snips.
Oh, snips.
Give it to Bowser. 8mm.
And I need 13.
13.
Spanner and...
Scalpel?
Let's get this engine started. Because we've been diddling, haven't we? Right.
Well, we're not exactly been diddling.
Right. Fuel. Yep, we got fuel. Quite happy that the tank's on.
Well, button's down, that normally does it.
Yeah,
remote,
vertical.
But...
The absence
vertical,
of that happy purring engine sound is making the yellow team a little anxious.
Yeah, give it a tickle.
They can't seem to get enough fuel into the engine.
Is the fuel coming through?
Well, I'm doing three things at the minute.
Okay.
Are we cutting this fuel line down a bit?
Yeah, we might as well just slide that down. You're back under. In fact, Kelly,
sure.
Do you want to do that? Do you want to do that for Dave? Cut.
Shen, I'll just leave that. Just as long as you've got the clutch pulled in.
Yep.
Now leave that. Don't pull.
Bowser, are you going to be in that position to start it tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm going to be very wet.
Yes. Yes.
Hey! Woo!
Lift the tank out and up on the top. All right. So let's use some gravity feed on that. Claw hammer. Claw hammer.
We got the claw hammer in here.
It's going to be fine, long as we were happy we got the fuel going through.
Dave has replaced the fuel pipe and hopes that'll do the trick.
Give it a bit of a pump. Yeah, come on, move.
Go on, give it some.
You give it a bit of a pump? Yeah, let's see if we can sort of...
Aha!
Mean as you like.
Yeah.
Aren't they pleased with themselves now?
Thank goodness for that, eh? Right, we're going to write a name on it or something?
We should do.
Pearl, what do you reckon, Callie? Come on.
How about yellow pond scum?
Pond scum.
Pond scum.
Rotting pond scum.
No, we're going to hang this on.
Not on the headset. Time has elapsed.
Teams, well done. That's it. The day is over. Tomorrow, it's sink or swim.
Yeah!
Well, we know who's going to sink.
We know who's going to get thrown in the lake.
And so we have it. Binky 2. And pond scum.
All right, teams, the moment of truth has arrived. There's only one thing left to do with your two beautifully constructed vessels, and that is to launch them in Issia water. So, sailors, stand by your boats and launch them.
Let's go.
It gets deeper there.
There's a
lake
there.
We're in the water.
Well, they both seem to float. It looks as if we have a race on our hands. So the course. When I give the signal, Dick and Anne will set off across the lake to the pontoon to collect the first team member. Then it's down the far straight, a tight turn around the floats at the far end, and up the home straight to deposit their passenger back at the start. Quick turnaround and off to the pontoon again for team member number two. And so on until the whole team is assembled back at the start. Home and hopefully dry.
So exciting. Dick, are you ready?
Ready.
Pond Scum is ready to go.
Absolutely.
How is Binky 2?
Binky's wonderful.
This is it. This is the moment of truth. Teams on the pontoon, are you ready to go? Yeah. All right, there's nothing more to it. On your marks, get set, go! And they're off now. And look at the way those two powerboats are going through the water at a... Well, they're moving. Dick's already got to the pontoon there to pick up the first of his passengers, which is Dave. Dave's in. Pond Scum's doing very well. Here comes Binky 2. She is steering, but the boat's going in a beautiful straight line. Dick's already round the bottom of the course. He's way ahead of Binky 2 now. There goes Binky 2, sailing along like a pleasure cruiser. Here comes Pond Scum. They're using the bilge pump there, the manual bilge pump. Oh, look, first passenger off.
Got it.
Oh, is it shaking?
Go on, Dick, go on.
Dick, very confident now, sailing back towards the pontoon to pick up his second passenger. Binky 2 can't seem to steer, and in fact has the turning circle of an ocean liner.
Oh, Binky 2's in trouble now.
Binky 2 is heading straight for a wall. Oh, dear. Dick has Lawrence now.
On your feet.
And it took them an hour to turn round, but they've done it. They've got their first passenger coming this way. It's a very emotional moment. Come on in! Come on! There's on! The yellow team are miles ahead now. Way, way ahead.
Oh, that was that. That was that.
Anne is still really lagging now. Got a second passenger on. Dick's doing very well. He's only got one more passenger to go. She's got Richard on board.
Oh. The drive's gone. The drive's gone.
Do a paddle.
We got no drive.
Paddle.
The yellow team's engine's gone. They've got no power. And Binky 2 seems to be going quite well now. Dick and the yellow team, they've got to paddle around once, only one more circuit, and Binky 2's going to do two more circuits. They're going along, but they can't steer very well. Incredibly exciting now. Go on, Dick. Come on, Binky 2. Oh, my God, it's going straight towards the wall. Goodness me. What's happening? Dick is moving. Dick and Kelly are actually moving along in a... They're having to use the push yourself off the wall method of steering, which wasn't the original idea.
Only half of that to go.
There go the ducks. Oh, look at that duck. The duck wouldn't get out of the way. Get out of the way, duck. You're slowing everything down. This is quite extraordinary. I'm hearing from the judges that the paddles are in fact not allowed. I repeat, the paddles are not allowed. It is not a power boat if it's being pushed along by paddles. So the yellow team have been disqualified. That is official. Here comes Anne, coming to pick up Shen, last passenger in the relay now. The yellow team are disqualified. So all this effort is for nothing now. Binky 2 sailing along beautifully in a straight line, powered by an engine.
You must be completely shattered.
Coming in for a glorious win. The orange team have done it against all expectations.
Yeah, well done.
Well done. Well done.
Well done, well, Anne. Oh. Well done.
Excellent job. Excellent job, both teams. Excellent job, both teams. Slight mishap with the drive there, I think, Dick. What happened?
Yeah. The engine's great. The drive. We've got a rubber piece in the drive and it snapped. Too much wampum.
And then you had a little bit of trouble with the old steerage on Binky 2.
I think bigger rudder next time.
Yeah, a bigger rudder. Well, I mean, I have to say that it was definitely a victory for the orange team.
Definitely, you know, yeah.
Oh, sorry, I'm sorry.
So that unbelievable orange team victory makes it 3-2 to the yellows for the series so far.